Well, happy 4th of July, everyone. And I was blessed today with somebody said to me it's 4th of July and celebrate. Let's put our hands together. Okay, good. That's about all you're going to see out here. We celebrate. All right. I want to do something different this morning. We're having an abbreviated time, but the Lord's going to meet us. He's anxious to meet us, and we're anxious to meet Him. But I thought when it came to America that I wanted to just read some of the wonderful patriotic songs and the prayers in them. The prayer, if you really look at the prayers that are in some of our patriotic songs, they're deep and they're meaningful. And may God, most of them are written in the mid-1800s. May God hear these prayers as we look at them. But first, let's turn in the chorus book to number 35, The Mercies of God. What a great song. Let's sing it together.
The mercies of God, what a theme for my song. Oh, I never could number them all. They're more than the stars in the heavenly dome, or the sands of the wave-beaten shores. For mercy
wonderful Savior Christ. Praise you, my wonderful Lord,
my wonderful Lord, by angels and seraphs in heaven adore. I know thou art mine, my Savior divine, my to
you, Father, that it's well with our souls because of the love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who made a way for us past the veil into the Holy of Holies. But we come as little children to our Heavenly Father. Will you love us, Lord, as we are? For you are continually making us what we ought to be. You're changing us and touching us. You're encouraging us. You're, God, you're correcting us. You're taking us, Lord, and just causing us to be more and more like your dear Son. For this we're grateful. And Lord God, we celebrate that work. It is well with us, Lord. And we just give you praise and honor and glory. We pray, Father, again for the dear children that you've brought to these grounds. Lord, these girls, we bring them again before the throne of grace. Lord God, this we feel is our burden to ask you to intercede, to beseech you, Father, as you have given us commandment to pray that your work will be done in these girls. Lord, we ask that you'll do a deep work, a solid work, an eternal work. Oh, Lord God. Lord, thank you. We know you're blessing them. And we're thrilled to hear of the blessings of God. And you are moving. But we ask God that in this last week that they're here, that there will come such a move of the Holy Spirit that these lives will be spoiled from the world. Lord God, they'll get such a taste, as your word says, taste and see that God is good. And we pray that that'll happen, Lord. We ask for the cottagers, oh Lord, these young children, these precious young lives. Lord, we look out and we see the wolves that are in this generation. But Lord, we're not discouraged. We're not downcast. Because we have seen and known the mighty hand of God to work in these children. And it can be well with them. So move in those cottages, Lord. Strengthen the counselors, Lord, we pray, as they fulfill their duty there. Lord, we pray, God, that the joy of the Lord, that they'll laugh, Lord, they'll have fun, that, God, it'll be a time of just rejoicing. But we also pray, Lord, that it'll be the joy of the Lord that wins their hearts unto you. Redeem them, God, we pray. We believe you to do that. And we want to ask this, too, that if there is any child in the cottage, any girl in the village that has been touched by the enemy, that you'll heal, that you'll restore, that, Lord God, your grace and love will change their future because of a moment here in the presence of the King. Command a blessing, God. Heal the wounds of yesterday that they might navigate a better future. We've seen you do it. And God, we pray that you'll do it for them. Any girl there. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your work, oh God. We thank you for the move of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, we thank you, dear Lord. Hallelujah.